This is St. Louis Public Radio. Washington University psychology professor Deanna Barsh and a team of researchers studied nearly 12,000 9- and 10-year-olds and found that up to 6% had experienced suicidal thoughts or behaviors. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fentum asked Dr. Barsh about why suicide has long been treated as an adolescent or teenage problem and not one that affects young children.
For a long time, I think psychologists and psychiatrists didn't think that younger kids were capable of experiencing depression. So now we know that kids as young as 3 can experience depression in a, you know, it doesn't look exactly like adult depression, but it has some of the same, you know, sad symptoms like a lack of joy, a lack of pleasure, guilt, depressed mood. You know, we often think that kids don't have a clear enough sense of death or dying to even, like, really know what suicide means. I think for a long time people thought, oh, kids don't really understand death, you know, and maybe it's not really suicidal ideation. It's, you know, they've been watching too many video games and they see Mario die and perk back up again. When we were doing this work with preschoolers who had depression and we saw these high rates of suicide, we saw actually that the kids with suicidal ideation had a more accurate understanding of death than the kids who did not have suicidal ideation. So they clearly were getting it. And I think people just weren't asking about it.
And that sort of leads to another question that I had, which is when you're looking at these young kids, how do they learn about it in the first place? Is it something that they're told about? Do they sort of start to understand it intrinsically? How do they know what suicide is?
And I don't think we know exactly the answer to that yet. You know, we do know that kids who grow up in families where other people in the family have attempted suicide or had suicidal ideation are more likely to have those thoughts and feelings. But I think we're also going to find that there are some kids where it really is sort of a spontaneous idea, that it's not that they had to be exposed to specific thoughts about that.
And why do kids want to kill themselves? Are the reasons the same as adults?
What I can tell you is what kids have said to us in our research projects. You know, and they certainly are reminiscent. You know, I'm a terrible kid. Nobody loves me. I'm making life worse for my family. There's a lot of guilt, you know, amongst the kids who are depressed and having suicidal ideation. You know, there's a really excessive amount of guilt.
Mm-hmm. And that leads to another thing that you found in your research, which is that family plays a big role and family dynamics play a big role in how likely someone is to think about or die by suicide. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
We don't know exactly the causal relationship. I always want to emphasize that because, but it is certainly the case that we see that if a child reports that there's more conflict in the family, they are more likely to express suicidal ideation or to say that they've engaged in some sort of suicidal behavior. But it is also the case that it is possible that family conflict increased adversity. We also know that living in a lower socioeconomic status, greater poverty is associated with children having more mental health problems in general and greater suicidal ideation and behavior.
Any final thoughts on how to help children if maybe you see someone who, you know, might need help, just not even as like a teacher or parent, just as someone who cares about a child who you think might be having difficulties?
Frankly, if you have a concern about a child, the best thing to do is to ask about their mental state. So, you know, probably the biggest risk factor is a kid telling you, I'm having thoughts about suicidal ideation or I want to hurt myself. And again, you know, I think we have been hesitant to ask historically because we are afraid that that's going to create thoughts where none exist. The evidence just doesn't suggest that. So that's the number one risk factor, is simply asking about whether they're having those thoughts or feelings. And maybe they're not, and that's fine. And you could say, okay, great, you know. But if they are, maybe you've just created a pathway or an opening for them to talk to you or for you to be able to refer them to someplace else.